Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnah as we do every single day. Lulei Nishmas, Sarah Malkabas, Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Mesechta Maaseros. We are in the second parak Mishnayas, Zayin and Ches. Asoches Apol Liktos Imo B'Tenim. Amar Lo Menashe Yochal Tenim. What if somebody hires a person to go work with him, either to spread out the figs or to cut the figs, cut off the stems? One of the steps in producing the dried figs, but it's whatever it is, the figs aren't processed as yet. So ucho upater, in such a situation, the worker can eat the figs in a rye without separating the ties, even though when he's negotiating the rights, he is considered, he eats what he eats, it sounds like it's already purchased. Still, in this situation, what he does, he is entitled because the Torah allows him to be entitled. But what if he makes a condition in the negotiation that he and the members of his household can eat, or that his son can eat in exchange for the work that he's doing? So now he's transferring his son's rights. He's transferring the opportunity that the Torah gives him to the figs to his son. But that's a business deal. So who ochal upater? But no, ochal b'chayev. He's allowed to continue to eat, and he'll be pater. But his son is going to be chayev. Yalmanashe ochal b'shas haktzia, ulachar haktzia. What if he says that I want to be allowed to eat at the time of the cutting and after the cutting? So b'shas haktzia ochal upater. During the time of the harvest, he's allowed to eat, and he'd be pater, right? Ulachar haktzia. But afterwards, if he consumes, he has to separate maaseros shein ochel min haTorah, because he's going against the Torah's prescription. And zehakal, this is the general principle that we put into place over here. Haochel min haTorah pater, b'shein ochel min haTorah chayav. If somebody is eating and consuming stuff with the Torah's sanction, so such a person is going to be exempt from separating maaseros. But if he's eating and the Torah demands that he eat with separation of maaseros, so then he's going to be chayv to separate the maaseros. The Mishnah continues and says, if you're eating, if you're working on the weaker types of figs, you can't start to partake of beno sheva, which are higher quality. And by the way, it doesn't work the other way as well. You can only eat as you're working, as you're walking around. But that doesn't mean that you have to preserve the appetite. You can wind up preserving the appetite, and it would be okay. What if you're switching fruits back and forth, and each person says, I'm going to consume. So zelektos for zelektos, or you're going to cut off the stems, etc. Or zelecho for zelektos. Since you're switching, and there's a business deal over here, so the halacha is chayev. In such a situation, you're chayev and meiser. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, machlof la'achol chayev. If you switch to eat, then you're chayev, because that's already finished. And since it's finished, you're going to be chayev. But like tos, patur. But if you did it in order just to spread them out, so that then the mekach, the business deal, is not established, right? And so you'd be patur. And of course, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in this situation. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.